Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 57 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Shamari Mosley.
Started district-wide test to stay yesterday, and we've had a lot of success with that.
Masks will be optional in some Fleming County schools next week.
Kentucky's governor is fighting for essential worker bonuses.
The Commonwealth is working toward a national suicide prevention hotline.
There is still time to place ads for the Round County Christmas coloring book.
A local business is planning Halloween fun for adults.
In sports, MSU volleyball welcomes Tennessee Tech this evening.
Increasing clouds tonight with a low around 46 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Masks are about to become optional for students in middle and high school in Fleming County. Following the passage of Senate Bill 1, the Fleming County School Board voted masks would be optional for middle and high school students starting November 1st. They will become optional January 1st for elementary students, pending the approval of a COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. Superintendent Brian Kreisman says while masking will be optional, he foresees many students, faculty, and staff will continue to wear them.
I know I was talking to one student a week ago, and I asked the student if the student had been vaccinated, if they're going to continue to wear masks after November 1st, and they said yes, because they just don't want to be quarantined. So that's, you know, we're giving parents that choice, but we're also educating at the same time.
The district has also implemented a test-to-stay protocol district-wide after doing a pilot program over the past few weeks at the middle school and one of the elementary schools. Fleming County moved into the yellow COVID designation last week.
Meanwhile, masks could soon become optional for schools in Jessamine County. During a Jessamine County Board of Education meeting Monday night, Superintendent Matt Moore presented a report and recommendation on a potential change to the district's mask requirement. LEX 18 reports, Moore recommended that schools monitor COVID-19 data for the next few days, and if the trend data continues at a similar rate or improves, the mask mandate will be removed November 1st. He says the board agrees with his recommendation and fully supports transitioning to a mask recommendation instead of a requirement when it is safe to do so.
3 weeks after Governor Andy Beshear announced a plan to adopt a bonus for essential workers, it's hit a roadblock as state Republican leaders have decided not to join a working group to establish who would qualify for the extra cash. WYMT reports the plan is to use $400 million in American Rescue Plan money to use as a bonus for essential workers who worked through the pandemic. Beshear says the idea behind the working group was to have bipartisan support in determining who qualified for the bonus and how much was going to be given.
We openly said, let's form a group. Let's consult. Let's make those decisions together. And the letter we got said you can go through our committee process. I believe strongly that our people who've worked almost 2 years through this pandemic deserve appreciation, deserve encouragement.
Beshear says he is still moving forward with his bonus plan, and those at the top of the list to qualify would be healthcare workers.
Starting Sunday, people with 859 area codes will have to dial the whole 10-digit number to make a phone call. The change was implemented to set up a national suicide hotline where people can dial 988 for suicide prevention assistance. It'll be similar to dialing 911. Federal authorities say Kentuckians dialing their 7-digit numbers instead of the full 10 could mistakenly put them through to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. Darcy Miller is the regional director of New Vista. She tells WKYT dialing 988 will be much easier for people to get the help they need.
So the idea is that if you're having suicidal thoughts, if you're very, very depressed, if you're having some type of behavioral health crisis, and you need to call a crisis line counselor, that 988 is a whole lot easier to remember than a 10-digit number.
The 988 Suicide Prevention Hotline will go into effect in July of 2022.
State lawmakers earmarked $7.5 million for Ohio domestic violence prevention programs in the 22-23 budget, a significant boost from the $2 million for those services in the 2020 budget. In fiscal year 2020, 109 Ohioans died in cases of domestic violence. That's a 35% increase over 2019. Executive Director of the Ohio Domestic Violence Network, Mary O'Daughtery, says as more survivors seek safety, the funding is desperately needed.
Honestly, the kind of requests for help more dire. People were experiencing more severe abuse. The pandemic has made it harder for survivors and their children to go into our shelters. So this funding is coming at a time of great need and is greatly appreciated.
Applications for the funding will soon be released by the State Attorney General's office. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center, offering paper and document shredding services for Moorhead and Rowan County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Secure, confidential, and HIPAA-compliant, drop off or pick up by appointment at 784-1250. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center, keeping the environment clean and green, 784-1250. Facebook and online at moorheadrecycling.org.
American Electric Power announced today the company plans to sell its Kentucky operations, including Kentucky Power, to Liberty. WMKY's Lakin Hub has the story.
The sale must be approved by regulators, including the Kentucky Public Service Commission and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. The transaction expected to close in 2022. The 360 employees of Kentucky Power, Big Sandy Plant, and some AEP staff who directly support Kentucky Power's operations will transfer over to Liberty when the sale is finalized. Customers should continue to report outages and safety hazards and send their bill payments to Kentucky Power. Rates will still be regulated by the Kentucky PSC through their usual process. AEP will work with Liberty to make the transition as smooth as possible for their customers and community members. They set up a webpage at kentuckypower.com/liberty and will continue to provide more information about the transition as the process continues. For WMKY News, I'm Lakin Hupp.
Good Shepherd's Printing in Moorhead still has advertising spots available for the annual Rowan County Christmas coloring book and calendar. The book will be distributed during the annual event, which provides gifts and food to families for the holidays. The deadline to put information in is November 1st. Good Shepherd's Printing spokesperson Leslie Sherlin says local businesses can place an ad that might benefit local families.
So we are printing the books, and they'll be saddle stitched. We'll bind them and do all that here, and then so just to get an ad, they can contact us at 606-784-2858.
Families can still sign up for the event at the Carl Perkins Center Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Proof of residency and income are required.
Frankie's Plaza is hosting their annual Halloween costume contest this week. Thursday is college night and Saturday is the general costume contest. The prize money is $500 for first place, $200 for second place, and $100 for third place. Costume winners are chosen through judges and crowd participation. Paige Odom, co-owner of Frankie's Plaza, says many people are curious about the large amount of prize money for costume winners.
And the reason that we put a lot of money into for the winners is because we've always had like really, really good Halloween costume turnouts. So it's fun for us, and it's obviously fun for everybody else. So yeah, there's a lot of thought, I think, that goes into it on the customer's end.
There will also be food trucks and live music throughout the weekend.
The Wolf County Search and Rescue Team was able to rescue an animal in the Red River Gorge over the weekend. A hiker lost their dog over the edge of a 170-foot cliff near Indian Steps after it tried to chase a lizard. The team traveled down the Bison Way trailhead, and the dog came running out of the woods with only minor scrapes. John May is the captain of the Wolf County Search and Rescue. He tells WKYT he was shocked the dog only had minor injuries.
he wasn't limping. I mean, he was just running around like a normal dog would be. So it was just crazy. Unbelievable. I mean, I don't know how you survive a fall, you know, whether it's a human or an animal that far.
While the gorge doesn't have leash laws, may suggest that pet owners use leashes, especially near cliffs areas.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, showers likely in the afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 61. Thursday night, showers with a low around 50. Friday, showers with a high near 60 degrees. Friday night, rain with a low around 48. And for your Saturday, showers likely with a high near 56.
On our feature segment today, Morehead State University's Student Government Association conducted an open conversation last week. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has the story.
Instead of a normal meeting, Morehead State's SGA invited students and faculty to discuss a conversation on struggling and mental illness. Everyone in attendance was divided into groups and answered questions given to them by SGA President Emily Wiley.
Don't assume you know how to help them. It's kind of just more asking, being very communicative about what they think they need. Not necessarily just thinking like, oh, they're having a hard time, let me go buy them stuff or go give them a hug. They may not want that at that moment.
After discussing the questions with their table, everyone in the room also discussed the questions, giving others answers they didn't think about before.
We talked a little bit about how important it is to like check up on somebody and then keep doing it. Like, a lot of people, when I try to take your line or something, they'll just reach out and be like, hey, are you okay? I just want to make sure you're doing all right. And then it'll kind of stop there, and you'll just take it for granted that that event keeps going on and still waiting on the person.
SGA also invited workers from Pathways to give a professional standpoint. Shauna Lee Applegate is the clinic director for Pathways. She says breaking the stigma of talking about mental health is important.
You guys talk about it. It's going to remove that stigma. It's okay to say, you know, I'm having a really rough time right now. There's nothing wrong with acknowledging.
The SGA decided to have the conversation after losing a fellow student on Monday morning. Students talked about the grief they share over losing someone and how their mental health has been affected. They also discussed how they could help the community in a more positive way.
It's a shame that like, it's a taboo thing to like, smile at somebody outside. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's like a weird, it's an elevator for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, it's weird, like, it's weird to talk to somebody in an elevator before, like, in the moment. I just don't see, like, I guess that's like saying that we need to break as students. It's not saying the university, it's saying the students themselves and faculty. It's a process that has to happen.
The school held a moment of silence and a candlelight vigil on Thursday night to come together in honor of the student. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
Support for MSPR comes from the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling and the 5th Annual Howl at the Moon, 7 p.m. on Friday, October 29th. Halloween crafts, food, refreshments, and live music by Luna and David from Luna and the Mountain Jets. Food by Two Cousins Food and Catering, powered by LG&E and KU Foundation. Details online at grackentucky.org. Howl at the Moon at the Gateway Regional Arts Center, 7 p.m. on Friday, October 29th.
It's 57 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Shamari Mosley and Rachel Turner, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Ethan Jenkins has a look at sports coming up, but first, I want to say thank you. We're so glad that you can spend time with us in the middle of our work week.
Morehead State and Rowan County's volleyball teams are slated to play this evening. For WMKY Sports, I'm Ethan Jenkins. Morehead State volleyball takes the OVC's longest winning streak against Tennessee Tech in a midweek clash at Johnson Arena tonight. The Eagles have won 9 straight matches to vault themselves into second place in the OVC, only one game back of leader Austin Peay. Tennessee Tech, meanwhile, started conference play strong, opening with a 4-0 record the last time these two teams met, but have since dropped 5 of their last 7 matches. This will be the second matchup between the two schools in the 2021 season. In the last contest at Cookeville, Morehead State won 3-1. Still, Associate Head Coach Kirsten Becker-McBride says the Golden Eagles are not to be taken lightly.
Tennessee Tech swept SEMO on Saturday, so that was a big statement for them. I think the biggest thing against Tech is we have to serve really tough and be disciplined in all areas of our game.
Tonight's game will also air on ESPN Plus at 6 o'clock. The Rowan County Senior High School volleyball team is resuming play in the 16th Region Tournament this evening. The Vikings are set to take on Boyd County in the first game of the second round this evening. The Lady Lions currently hold the top spot in the region with a record of 31-1 on the season. Rowan head coach Steve Walters says his girls will have to come together and focus like they did in Monday's game against Raceland.
And it was just kind of whoever was going to make the most mistakes off of that. And they actually had a 21-20 lead on us. We called a timeout and basically just kind of to settle ourselves and take a deep breath. And then to the girls' credit, they came out and they didn't let them score. So we beat them 25-21 in that one.
Game time for Rowan this evening is set for 6 o'clock. Russell and Ashland Blazer will play the late game at 8. The Morehead State University women's golf team has concluded play for the fall. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
On the course for the final time during the fall portion of its 2021-22 slate, Morehead State women's golf wrapped up play at the first ever Old Stone Intercollegiate Tuesday. The Eagles concluded the event with a 12th place finish. The field was loaded with three top 50 schools in what was the toughest competition the Eagles have faced yet. As a team, Morehead State fashioned scores of 307, 320, and 306 for a 933 total. In addition to powerhouse competitors such as Louisville and Oklahoma, the Eagles matched up against local rival Marshall, who they finished 15 strokes ahead of. Sophomore Mackenzie Neal led the Eagles at the event, tying for 31st. She carded scores of 75, 79, and 77 for a 231 total. Close behind her were Olivia Hensley and Haley Wrights, who both tied for 43rd. The Eagles will now be off for the winter before returning to action February 7th in Lakewood Ranch, Florida. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
Morehead State football already has a couple of good practices under its belt this week as they prepare to take on Davidson this weekend. There's a lot of hype going into Saturday's game. The Eagles are off to their first 4-0 conference start since 2002. However, the Wildcats also hold that record, meaning the winner will hold the first place spot in the Pioneer Football League. Coach Rob Tenier says his guys have a great plan, and he hopes to have the same success he saw during their road victory against Marist.
Well, it was a great team win, outstanding road victory. It took obviously four quarters to get it done, you know, 60 minutes. It was a really competitive game, and you know, I'm excited about our guys. We're finding a way to get it done right now, so it's exciting time for us.
Kickoff at Jane Stadium Saturday is set for 2 o'clock. The Rowan County Senior High School football team is continuing to make adjustments as they look to close out the regular season this week. The Vikings will be home as they take on Montgomery County. Rowan has a 6-3 record going into the game, but there's always room to grow. Coach Kelly Ford says he saw some things in their game against Boyd County that need to be addressed.
This week here, I mean, we got definitely our pass defense. We didn't cover the ball really well. I mean, we gave up 325 yards passing Friday night. Really unexpected from playing a Boyd County in the previous years. You know, they always ran the ball and been a wing T. So,
kickoff in Morehead Friday night is set for 7:30. Morehead State soccer only has a couple days left before their postseason gets underway. The Eagles will be playing Southeast Missouri in the opening round of the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament in Nashville Friday. MSU tied SEMO when they faced each other at home a few weeks ago. However, Coach Warren Lipka says his girls will be just about at full strength when they enter the game.
We got back Caitlin Setters, who has been out the last few weeks. We miss Evan Case. She's another upperclassman that's one of the core of our defending. She tried to come out yesterday, and she's just not ready. But other than that, I think we're doing okay. We just you know, dinged up a bit, but nothing serious. So, you know, just got to keep them going until we get to Friday.
Game time in Nashville Friday is set for 7 o'clock. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from David Barber, a licensed realtor with the C. Roger Lewis Agency at 129 East Main Street in Moorhead. Selling real estate locally since 1997, David Barber has taught real estate courses at Moorhead State University for more than 20 years and securing loans for small business owners. Buying or selling a home, farm, or business, Realtor David Barber can be reached at 606-207-7877 at the C. Roger Lewis Agency in Moorhead. That's 606-207-7877.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. On Wednesday afternoon, the S&P 500 fell from a record high as the momentum from a strong earnings season started to fade. And at 345, the Dow Industrials were down 0.5% at 35,563.91. The S&P 500 was down 0.25% at 4563.49. And the NASDAQ Composite bucking the trend with some strength in some big tech stocks like Google, really helping out there. The NASDAQ currently up 0.33%. Microsoft shares jumped 5%, which also helped boost the NASDAQ after the tech company reported earnings that exceeded analyst estimates and the fastest revenue growth since 2018. Google parent Alphabet popped more than 5% following a stronger than expected quarterly report. Visa stock was down almost 7% after issuing a conservative revenue outlook for next year. Plus, the Justice Department is investigating Visa relationship with financial technology firms, according to sources familiar with the matter. General Motors shares fell more than 4%, even after the industrial giant topped Wall Street's earnings and revenue estimates for the third quarter, and Boeing saw its stock down 1.4% after the aircraft maker posted a wider-than-expected loss. And Robinhood shares were getting slammed down nearly 11% the day after the trading app reported revenue well below expectations, primarily due to weakness in crypto trading. And Twitter shares were down 9% on concerns about expense guidance despite strong earnings. Thus far, 38% of S&P 500 companies have reported earnings, and of these, 83% have topped earnings expectations, while 79% have exceeded revenue estimates. And Coca-Cola is having a good day, up about 2%, after the company posted a beat on the top and bottom lines and raised its outlook, saying the business was getting stronger, particularly in areas where their COVID recovery has been the best. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was App Harvest down 2 cents at 5.15, Marathon Petroleum down 2.09 at 66.38, PPL Energy down 7 cents at 29.02, Lowe's up $1.53 at $232.60, U.S. Bancorp down $1.96 at $60.48, and CSX was up 27 cents at $35.96. Reporting from the National Offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Wiley Tanner, Lakin Hupp, Alyssa White, Keneally Roberts, Ethan Jenkins, Devin Bartley, and Rachel Turner. Our feature segment this afternoon was from WMKY's own Cassidy Searman. A special thanks to the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Shamari Mosley and all of the MSBR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.